What's in the news? Mission to Mars.
What I try to achieve here is to make Mars seem possible.
I'm Steve Kathe in CBS News. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla and SpaceX, believes a Mars mission could happen within the next decade. His company has yet to launch any kind of manned mission.
I think the first journeys to Mars are going to be really very dangerous. Risk of fatality will be high. There's just no way around it.
What he envisions is a spacecraft that can carry 100 passengers, each paying around $200,000 for the flight. There are skeptics.
Lost two Falcon 9 rockets in the last 15 months, and there's a sense that the aerospace community would like to see him master that before talking about sending people to Mars.
Eric Berger is a longtime space writer.
A lot of the cost estimates that he made today are based on reusable launch technology. But they haven't been able to refly those rockets.
It's thought it could cost around $10 billion to get that first spaceship off the ground. Derek Pitts of Philadelphia's Franklin Institute.
Even if the ultimate goal of this doesn't pan out, the products that come out of this trying to attempt this will push us along in a direction that will benefit everybody.
Musk needs financial help, but is willing to stake a lot of his fortune on this.
I really don't have any other motivation except to be able to make the biggest contribution I can to making life multiplanetary.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathe, CBS News.